Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA Podcast with the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shaw, and as always, I got my favorite country cousin, L Boogie, with me.
Yes, Law. You already know what's happening.
And on today's episode, man, we got something special for you. First episode of this season, we started out with our wives, and they are back, as people can see. But on this episode, we brought in Jay Beezy.
What's that name? What's that name?
Wife Courtney to join the conversation. We're going to title this episode Love and Marriage. Wish I had that. You know what I was trying to do? I was trying to find I couldn't find a sign. I damn sure was going to hit the button and was going to couldn't find it. But Love and Marriage episode, we kind of dive into relationships with married couples. Navigate that whole thing. First episode, even though we got
bullied
in the room back.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
Y'all might run our household. I'll be damned if you're going to run the car. I'm just going to let you know. But anyway, it's good that we got friends who, like, if I ain't mistaken, y'all kind of got, like, married. Oh, yeah, y'all got, what you got married for? Y'all.
We kind of went. I would like to say, like, there was a breath of inspiration because y'all got married before we did,
yeah.
Right? And that was kind of like that, it's okay. Jump on out there. It's okay to do it. You love her. Go ahead and do it. Short did it.
Got a confirmation,
dude. I'm glad to be your sacrifice.
I appreciate it, bro.
Took one for the team, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Chicago.
I'm right, though. But you know what? I would win it. Y'all, I thought y'all would get married before me. It was that I didn't see myself ever getting married. Not at, I think we were 18, 21. Not at that time. It wasn't in my playbook. I'm gonna be real with you.
I know.
Yes. So as time went on though, I kind of figured it out and I'm like, I gotta get my brother half like with me all the time.
But you knew you wanted to get married though, right?
At a point.
Yeah.
At a point. I knew I wanted a family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I knew I wanted somebody, and I wanted that somebody to help me make somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I knew that. Like, because I, like, being the younger child in the family, you kind of see, like, a family dynamic, and mine was just me, my mom, and my brother. So, for me, it was always like, okay, I got to a point, I was like, I want to have a wife. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting, though. Because usually if you don't see that dynamic of
I saw it all the time with him.
Facts.
Your mom and daddy, Ashton mom and dad across the street, my brother his wife. Yeah. Feel me? Yeah. So I saw her parents. So I always saw it.
Yeah.
I was always around.
Yeah.
It wasn't at my house, but I knew I wanted it.
Right. That's, you know, I mean, of course.
I wasn't gonna do it early though.
Right. I think, like, you know, seeing my parent, like, sugar, they'll be married next year, 50 years.
See, I told
them. Wow,
they'll
right?
be married for
50
ancient.
Years.
That shit is ancient.
Right.
Right.
That don't happen.
Yeah. Real. Yeah. So.
Them niggas been married.
Right. Right. And you know, like,
man,
we kind of had a discussion along those lines, like, just the other day. It was like about, like, how do people stay married that long, right? Like, because you have differences. People,
right?
No couple is really the same.
Right.
So you have these differences. Definitely. And I'm like, it's easy for the differences to split you, right? Man. But that when you look at it, it got to be the love that is that glue that keep it there. Because it's like, all right, you have the worldly stuff. I don't like this. And you don't like that. That's easy to split you up. But what keeps you there? So, you know.
You know what I like to say about me and Shay, like, we, it's so many parts of us that are totally different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just the same.
Yeah.
We say the same thing. Yeah. We have, like, so many differences. It's like, do we really have anything in common?
But it works.
Yeah, it's like it's a good balance.
Mm-hmm. Everything that make y'all different kind of make you the same
exactly.
damn person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, the things that you don't like make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Matches you perfect with the person that,
that's it.
That do like all right. that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Street she reeled me back in.
Street G.
Street G. That's messed up. So who the street and who the geek?
Street.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I disagree.
So you street?
I'm a geek.
You're a geek? You said you're a geek?
Street geek.
You're a band nerd. He said he was.
We all three of us. That's why we
I'm a geek.
No, see, he said he's a geek.
I mean, we're a geek too. But when it comes to the relationship part,
I'm a Star Wars.
I didn't get to a geek stage until I got old. Nah, I had the street stage, like, almost my whole childhood into early adulthood.
I was smart. I was like, hey,
yeah, I mean, we all had that, but we didn't show no geek side of nothing.
Star Wars, Nintendo,
at all. I'm sure everybody that saw it thought we was bad as hell. They was just some badass kids always into something. They up to no good.
Why did? Every time we bring up bad,
it'd be them too. Shit. I had bad grades.
Yeah, we done had it.
Yeah, I graduated with a 1.2 GPA. Nah, I'm bullshit. I can't even graduate with that. I told Kay that, Kay was like, how did you get out of school?
Hey,
1.2 thing.
Shout out my boy
Mario
Zone. They gave him a diploma. Wow. You know that shit? Shout out Mario. That my dog for life.
Honorary.
Can't you graduate with y'all? Mario.
Mario who?
Jones. James Jones. My boy, Mario, he graduated with y'all. They gave him a diploma.
No,
they looked at Mario and they said, look, man, you got to get the hell out of here.
Ain't it like a certain age when you hit a certain...
I mean,
you don't been there so
like many over years. The age of mm-hmm. this shit. They were like, bro, you got to go. You got to go. Here's a diploma. Not a certificate. They gave him a diploma. And he looking at us like, how the hell I get a diploma? I don't know, bro. I ain't never seen you attend class.
What did they offer for you to do? Like, you could just do a voluntary. You could be a fifth year... senior, per se. Like, how they do in college.
Oh, no.
What you
hell,
do in high school.
Hell, no.
If they offer where you can graduate, but you can still come back for another year.
Bro, I didn't like
it. Yeah, I'm going to be this. If it was all about sports,
that's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't have went back either way.
I hated school, bro.
Me too.
My teenage mind wouldn't have
Look,
let me
I hated
go back.
School too, but here I am teaching school.
Hated school.
Because I didn't really hate school.
Hated it.
I didn't say I hated school. I like the environment as a whole in school. Not so much as like classroom and work, but mm-hmm. all these motherfuckers live together. We don't live together. Only a few of us live together in the same neighborhood. But then I got all these other people that don't meet me.
Yeah,
I was
going to say
this
part
that
I
didn't
like. Well, school just seemed so cliquish.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was a part of it because I had these group of friends that I mm-hmm. only...
Well, you know,
but
point,
I was cool with everybody. I could, you know,
you can go to
everybody. Right. I just had this certain group that that's where I am. You guys over there, that's where y'all well, hang with.
You could
but
go
it was
to
just
every,
like that in school,
you,
though. Like, I was like,
yeah.
You could go to every table in the cafeteria?
I could.
Really?
I could.
Really? It was it by choice you didn't want to, or was it like if I go over here it's gonna be
well I didn't give a damn if you want to be there or not. If I knew somebody at the table,
yeah,
I'm gonna speak I would speak to everybody at the table.
Yeah.
But if I know that one person, I'm going to acknowledge that person.
With me, it was a whole, I am who I am. Same people I hang with in school are the exact same people I'm with. Right. You know, right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how I was in school, though. I acknowledge you. We cool. If we got to be around each other, we good. We all love, but I don't just hang. So school real quick. I ain't like that shit. I like it better when we were out of school. Mm-hmm. During the summer, it was easier to approach somebody because they might, in school, they might hang with somebody that you might not really fuck with. So I ain't even gonna go over there. I'm gonna avoid that all the go. But when it's summertime, everybody out, you can kind of get people in. So, school, I hate this shit. And the curriculum.
Say
shit.
You hated it.
That shit was boring, bro. Think about it. They taught us all this shit in American history, and I'm like, when the fuck am I gonna use any of it?
I remember history and science.
And that was my two bad classes.
You don't like me to talk about science, so that's why I say
it. Supercell clouds. You don't know, podcast. Anyway, you wasn't there.
It was a supercell that was building before we left the house. I said, look like a supercell. Say, look like a supercell.
Do not bank the record. Anyway, we got all the goddamn. But what we came to do is talk about relationships and before we jump into let's jump back to y'all, let people know how long y'all been married. And how did y'all meet?
Oh shit, they getting personal.
I mean, you ain't gotta say shit. You can just go straight how long y'all been married. You ain't got it.
You remember how we met?
Of course.
Why you put yourself on
you want you want to tell it?
You can tell it.
We
want you to tell it.
Oh, shit. I think it'll be better if she told
it. He think it'll be better
if you tell it.
Okay, well, ain't nothing to it but to do it. You know what I mean?
Since you just jumped out there and started talking. Go ahead, Courtney. Go ahead.
But on the real, what year was it?
2008.
Right. So, man, at this time she was working at Kroger, and I went to Kroger. I stayed in Kroger all the time, shop. Right. Hell, I still do it to this day.
The Kroger and Rip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, that used to be outside.
Right. So, I be in there all the time. I don't ever know what I want to eat from day to day. So, I wake up and be like, oh, man, I want this. I go to Kroger. Just that day, I happened to go to Kroger. Well, I had already saw it before then. But I never said that. So, she didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then on this particular day, man, I went in, made a purchase. Checking out and whatnot. And I'm like, there goes Chatter right there. And I'm like, she working. I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? Disrupt, because at that time, I think she was talking to another employee or something like that. So when I left my store, I'm like, I should go back in and say something. But I was like, no, I don't feel like going back in the store. I didn't go back in the store. What I did was I said, well, their receipt should have Kroger number on it.
And he called.
And I called. And I called. And so check this out. Check this out. I already peeped the name on the name tag, so that's how I was able to say her name when I called. I ain't saying nothing in the store. So
how well I know this man. Yeah. He's going through and I'm like, that's
the shit. So I called the customer service lady, you know, they hold a little spiel when they first answer the phone. And I was like, yeah, there's a lady that working in the front. Her name Courtney. So she put on the phone and whatnot. And I was like, hey, I was just in the making a purchase. So you probably don't even recognize him. I said, but the guy with the dreads, I had dreads at that time. And I was like, the guy with the dreads, And she was like, oh, yeah, I remember who you are. I'm like, oh, so she oh, already. Right. So I'm like, eh.
Hey, you know what you say? He said, gotcha.
Right. I'm like, eh. Yeah.
Gotcha.
We're good. We're good. And she been like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. But she ain't paid no attention to me then. And so, you know, having that little conversation there, like, we exchanged numbers and stuff. And rest with history. And we've been together. She know this because she run all the years together. I'm the person who just started. I eliminated the dating stuff and just started from the marriage.
What?
You want to say that? We've been together 30 years, don't you? I'm like, 30 years.
L Boogie says, y'all supposed to keep up with all. We are not going to keep up with all.
Nah.
The most important stuff we'll get.
Yeah,
but I'm like, all of it together.
Once you hit the marriage years, like, why are we still counting these dating years? That got us to this, the most important part. Now, that run with this.
She got me scared to say how long we've been married. I just be like, a long time.
I look at my, so to go back, I look at my parents. If they've been married almost 50 years, so then I say, well, how long y'all been together? Y'all damn near pushing 100 years being together. Like, they ain't keeping up with that. I'm sure they did. So, go ahead.
We've been married for 7 years, but we've been together since January 27, 2009.
Damn. Didn't have a clue. He was like, right. Say,
if it was all on the line for me to tell you that date, it would have been a wrap.
All the time, bro.
I know how long we've been married. I don't know how long we've been together. Like,
been together, not married, been together.
When did you start?
December 23rd, what? Y'all remember?
You start dating.
Trying to change.
Right.
When I was still nigga, I'm
41. That's what I was about to say. I think y'all was in the damn sandbox when y'all started, baby. Because y'all been together forever.
That's how I went in there. I remember
1996. Yeah, I remember being at 8th Street.
Now I was in the
band,
so I was
Right. I remember being at 8th Street Baptist Church and ran in the show. I said, boy, what you doing?
Putting in that work.
What you doing here?
So, yeah, I just keep up with the actual wedding.
So, what's the
wedding? We've been together November, May
20th. Yeah. 12 year marriage?
Yeah. See, I know that. I know that.
But y'all been together for 30 years.
Down near 20.
It's been a long time. I go with you on this.
It's been a long road. So I can't keep up with you.
So how did y'all meet? Oh, you said a football game?
No.
Well, no, it was a phone call.
I'm going to tell you exactly how we met, bro. Uh-huh. People don't know how we met.
I'll let him tell
you. Okay, so we all, you know, we all got mutual friends. Shout out my boy Brian Funfield.
Mm-hmm.
So we were teenagers in high school. We had a big thing for her sister.
Okay.
I knew Tanisha from middle school. We were in middle school together. And it just so happened, I had everybody's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I might not have called everybody, but I had everybody's phone number. So I'm like, Brian, I got a phone number. Why don't you just call? He said, nah. I like, shit, I'll do it. You know me, especially if I know somebody,
yeah,
it ain't a problem for me to talk to you. So I'm like, shit, I do it. I call, and I'm like, yeah, can I speak to Tanisha? And she like, oh, she's not here. And I'm like, you got a little sister? But mind you, I knew she had little sisters because I used to see, at one point her sister played, I ain't going to get into that story because she's here. But at one point her sister played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing them at the gym. They had a little sister, real little then. So I'm like, hey, you see your sister? And she like, no.
So you the oldest, right?
Her oldest.
Right.
And I'm like, she got an older sister? So I'm looking at Brian, I'm like, bro, she got an older sister. He's like, I don't know. I like, what's that? So we got to talking.
Wow.
We just kept on talking. And it grew to a meeting at a football game. Because she was in the band and I was with friend Kentae, TK Jackie. Shout out to him. You know, he was in the band, so I was asking questions already.
Kentae was in the band?
Yeah. I think he played the summer.
That's why I quit the band. They tried to make me play that damn cowbell thing.
But did the bullshit part.
I wouldn't do it.
Did the bullshit part.
Damn, bro.
I watched that nigga go to band camp every summer. Yeah. He out there playing the drum.
Yeah.
When the football season see here, they gave me some goddamn
cymbals. I told him. I wanted to play the drum. That's how they gave me the damn cowbell.
I'm like, what? I would always ask him questions about her. And just one day at the football game, we met at the concession stand, and we've been riding there. So that's how we met, too. Like, it's not a remarkable story, but it is just, like, weird. Because I'm just causing to hook my friend up with
her. So y'all accidentally.
Yeah, right. I had no idea she existed. I thought the two little sisters were, because I didn't see them. And when she said, "Nah, I'm her older sister," you know, my ears kind of stood up. Then I was like,
"But that's dope, though." Yeah, like you didn't go in looking for that before this could come out of it. Like, man, that's phenomenal, though.
Yep, threw it off.
That's what's up. Oh, Tish done ran up, but she don't want to have this discussion about how they met. You see that? She ain't even holding one finger up.
We talked to them about how they met on the first
episode. Oh, on the first. Yeah, she ain't, see, yeah, we don't know. We want to know. We're going to have to run it back.
Run it back real quick, because we did it on the first episode. How y'all met? Yeah, we did. We didn't talk about it.
She said it's simple, like the world, know.
I'm gonna go where it started.
Yeah.
It started.
Mm-hmm.
We was going
No, that's not where it started.
Okay.
Where it started.
Because me and Courtney.
I remember that, girl.
Okay. And then what?
I remember that.
We did what?
That was interesting. Courtney set it up.
Yeah, you know.
We was already so called baby. By the time I
y'all story too complicated now. Y'all got
the party we had at your house.
Cookout. Yeah. We wasn't no party.
Yeah,
I don't believe in parties.
Yeah. Cookout we had at your house. That was the night Diesel bought his truck on the other side of the tree.
Man, we had so many of them.
Y'all, I'm like, I'm trying to run all of
them. We had so many parties.
It was out of the scene.
Y'all graduated after. Yeah. We had so many parties. When he sat on the other side of the tree, I don't know.
I was just like, yeah.
We done had.
But I agree. That lasted for 2 months and then, like, we parted ways for years.
Okay.
And just so happened that she decided to go to church.
How long had it been before y'all had seen each other? Or had been, like, in contact?
Wow. The true definition of set it free is to come back and meant to be.
Like 12. Like
12. The funny thing is, he tried to cut
that. Yeah. I said the friend requests and everything, bro.
How that
So you hit decline.
Then,
I didn't hit
decline. Understood.
Look, Janelle excelled.
And then when he like approached me at church, I was like, I think this is hell of ego itself, but I didn't know it sent like a notification.
You feel me, bro? Yeah, look.
Left him on red.
Yeah.
That's
how she did. But after that damn church, like, here we go.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Set it free. Come back. It was meant to be.
It is. It's, you know what's even funnier? We the oldest couple at the goddamn. Speaking of couple, this is something I wanted to ask. Being that all of us, we were married within this pretty much same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like I know we got married first and then it was like, at one point, I was telling Shay, I was like, damn, I gotta go get another Tussie. Damn, I gotta go get another Tussie because it was like, we got married. And
but who was first between you and D?
Me.
Him, then D. D
and
D.
Got married a year after.
You, you first.
We were after D.
And then you were after D. So it kind of like feels just like, I was like, dang, I'm dogging that. But being that all of us, Jason,
yeah,
that my boy.
Yeah, they got. I went to. It was almost like a secret. Matter of fact,
secret win, shotgun win.
Oh no, when
Chase called, you had shotgun.
When Ashton got married, that was secret. Yeah, I was told about it. Well, that's another story for a whole nother day.
We
butted head, fell out over there, and he backed my brother again. So, I mean, it was a...
That story for a whole new part. That's a whole part. Yeah. That whole story is. But being that all of us know each other, and I thought about something that we didn't touch on that first episode that we had, and I was like, it's a perfect subject now. The one thing all of us have in common as couples is that one of us or one of the two in a relationship married into a somewhere already made family. Like, she married me when I had two kids already. You married him when he had two kids. You married her when she already had one. So I wanted to get, like, what's the perspective and how was it for you? Like, how was it for you to marry, to be willing to marry somebody who already has,
or even date,
kids, or even just, you know what I'm saying? Because I can understand if somebody looked at that and been like, yeah, that's a, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole other responsibility. So how was that, and was it something you had to think about, or was it an instant, like? When I'll be the first example. When I first introduced my older two, say they had to been what, Jordan was like five, six, because they 3 years apart, so Sweet had to be like three. But when I was getting ready to introduce him to say, I knew that they were gonna fall in love. Say, is it the person she is? You know what I'm saying? I knew they were going to be crazy about it regardless, because it's challenging to have to introduce your child to somebody that's not their mom or not their dad. You know what I'm saying? But for me, to have her just come in and pretty much take on my load was just like, okay, this person I got to manage this person right now, because she was willing to take on a part of me that actually she didn't have to. So I wanted to get y'all perspective, and I'm going to start on that side. I'm going to spell you, baby. I got you.
I appreciate it.
This is our second time starting on this side.
Hey, it ain't my fault y'all niggas are new here. Y'all got to start off.
But you pee, how was it?
Yeah, but the question is, was it something you had to think about? Was it challenging for you, or was it something you just, without a doubt, you just knew that's what you wanted to do?
For me, I mean, I didn't think it took a second thought. I loved him, so I loved everything that was attached to him. So I feel like meeting and falling in love with his kids was simple. It was easy for me. They became my kids. I look at them like they're my children. So it wasn't difficult. It wasn't a challenge or anything like that. I think it just happened organically.
Yeah. I would say, you know, they definitely took to you, you know, from the very beginning. Our situation was like a difficult thing to start out.
Right,
because
right.
Like, you know, it's never really the situation that you in. It's the situation that you came out of right. That makes it worse. And then when you have certain people who, you know, put stuff in kids' heads and mm-hmm. try to manipulate and play that and pin them against somebody. Right.
Right.
So I would say, like, you know, what she was saying, it was, you know, that easy to do that. But at times there was some difficult, you know, things that happened, and we butted heads on a lot of that stuff. But a lot of the time I felt like I was caught in the middle, right? And, you know, it was like some things like, man, it's not fair. Like, you know, this is who I want to be with. This is who I'm with now. Like, she shouldn't have to endure something that no longer exists, but mm-hmm. this person keep rearing their head. So
the children that wasn't a challenge. Their right. mother would. That presented an issue in itself. But as far as those kids, like, I love those kids as if I birthed them myself. Because when we met, like, his son was two.
Was it two?
Mm-hmm. He had just turned two.
That was three.
Mm-mm. And
he
was walking.
How far apart are they? Like 3 years apart. Yeah, they just like good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was two.
Had to be three. DJ had to have been six.
She was five. Because they're 3 years apart. That's how I keep up with it too. Okay. So two and five.
Now, for you, right? Was it like what was it like for you getting ready to ask this woman to marry you, like? I know what the answer gonna be. I know what the answer. We're just doing it for the listeners. So, like, were the kids the first? Like, was that your first thought? Like, I gotta make sure my kids will know what, you know what I'm saying. Know what my plan is. You know what I'm saying. Like with me,
yeah.
I made sure Jordan Sweet was. I'm trying to make sure I say it right. I made sure that they were like comfortable. Like, I wanted to make sure they were comfortable more than anything. Like, I knew if I asked her to marry me and she say, yeah, I'm going to be comfortable. Mm. But I want them to be mm-hmm. just as comfortable as I am. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't think there was no issue because, like, it ain't like we met and then got married right away. Like, when we met, we dated for years, mm-hmm. you know, and then they already knew her. Like, it was already...
So you know, it's second, already been established.
It was second nature. Like, if I didn't do it, hell, they probably would have been mad if I didn't do it. You know what I mean? So, to do it and then, you know, were they out there when I proposed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, matter of fact, to even touch on the whole proposal thing, because I'm like, how to do this? It need to be creative. It need to be, you know what I'm saying, surprising. You know, stuff
don't
like
you,
that.
Don't you do it.
So then what we did, I'm like, I don't really know how to make it happen without her knowing. So what we done, we were playing tennis, right? We used to play tennis. So we and on this day, it wasn't no Supercell either. But we were playing tennis. Her parents, they went like one time before we played. So I was like, boom, I can incorporate it because now it don't look off if they come the next time. So they came again, and she didn't have a clue. We out there done played games and stuff, all sweaty and stuff. We took a break, and then she drinking water and whatnot. And then she kind of turned around, and I was like on one knee, like,
okay.
So.
Oh, shit. still.
Yeah. So they are, you know, they knew from that aspect that I was gonna propose and all that stuff. And then once that happened, they was excited, ready to get fitted for tux and all that.
Yeah,
well,
I'm talking about. Yeah, I remember. Hey.
Yeah.
That's a sign of that knowing who you're supposed to be with.
Right.
Like, once your whole thing, like once the yeah. one that matters.
Yeah. So, everything.
Only y'all though, because y'all situation different from ours. Uh-huh. Our situation not the same, but it pretty much the same. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, hey, it was pretty much. Anyway, for you, you were marrying someone who. How old y'all got yo? Five. So okay, so you. For you, was it something you had to think about? Was it? Like, damn, man.
Right, we know that's a lie.
Right.
But nah, it like I said, when
but was it something you had to think about though? It was like, do I need to think about this? Because I'm gonna be honest with you.
He said what? Oh, I
but
thought
see, that's okay. what I was just gonna say. I'll be honest. He one of the few friends that I've had for a long time. Like we've been joined at the hip since kids. But he one of the few friends I have that don't have children. It's only him and Kente. Like them mm-hmm. only two friends I got that don't have children. So, like for me, I always knew one day he gonna have children. Then when he got them too, I like. Damn, he skipped the whole process, and I already got a little boy that he, you know what I'm saying? He skipped the whole process. Yeah. That nigga found a way to cheat the damn program.
Yeah.
You feel? But how would, like, it wasn't a second thought for you. It wasn't something you just went in. You, like, you knew this what you wanted to do. Even though, because, you know, some people, and I ain't saying it's something wrong with it, but some people just, like she said, they don't want to have.
That kids. Was, but see, that was when I was younger. Like,
I knew you don't have kids, Doc. You
know what? I am with kids.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I watched you with your nieces and nephews. I knew you.
So, you know, we linked back up and I realized, you know, it's an okay. Like, it didn't bother me. Yeah. Like, it didn't. Like, all right, cool.
Now,
what's wrong with it?
See, it's for you. Being a woman who raising a young man, was that something you was cautious with when y'all started dating? Or did you feel I know him already? I know him. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all already knew each other. Ain't like y'all just met and started just all of a sudden. Yeah.
Is it? I can't speak on this, but this is just a question for the ones who can. Do you think that it's difficult from the aspect of, like, from the woman and from the man's side? Do you think it's maybe easier for the woman to be introduced to the kids and be accepted and stuff like that versus the man? Because for whatever reason, but it seems like a lot of the time, you know, with men, you have men, for the most part, they the disciplinarian, right? So you kind of run into that roadblock where it's like, it's somebody else's child. Like, I accept them as mine, but you kind of run into that aspect. Could y'all speak?
I think the only challenge I had with it was the discipline. Yeah. Because he was so accustomed to instill this. I'm not gonna say it was hard, but I am gonna say it was a challenge in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think because the closer we got to getting married, and then getting married, it just.
I can stand that, like,
it's
hard. So, like finding years later, like the most impactful part of your life, is your wedding, which is my. How's it helping you? It's my
yeah.
But like went up until we got married.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, when it was, like, sealed and sealed, he was dead.
Yeah.
Too, because it almost like he had a calculated approach to it too. It's like, bro, until you put that ring on my mom.
Hey, as he should though, right. Being a young male, right. He should but, feel like it.
But how many young the youth would actually think to that magnitude?
The one that come from a single parent,
really,
really the one who because I thought like it,
right?
What really did it for me.
Mm. Yeah, man. Because you had an impact on
my life. Like, so, say less. You definitely be there.
So, babe, you come from, like we said earlier, a similar situation with Jermaine and Courtney. So, how was it for you joining into a union with me knowing that I already had two? Like, where was it coming from your perspective? I wasn't gonna say it.
So that means I can be honest.
You can be totally honest. That was the podcast before, honey.
I did question. I did. I think I met him the first time and we took him to the fair. And we walked around the fair and people were asking questions. And I was just like,
Jose, folks.
After we left, and I called you and I told you I had to think about it because I didn't know if this was what I wanted. And we had just started dating again.
That was round two.
Yeah, I know.
But I thought about it. I prayed about it. I talked to people about it. And I loved you. You were just like this big part of my life. And so I guess it just became like, yes, if I have to, you know, I question myself, but because it's not something that I want. It's not something that I saw for myself. I saw myself marrying a man, us creating this family together as a unit. And I saw that with you. And of course, you know how all that happened.
Yeah, I'm the unit destroyed.
But I can honestly say, look at God, because through all of that, surprisingly, you asked me to marry you. We won't go into details. No. It wasn't romantic, but it was. Well, maybe it was.
It was.
Jump the broom.
It was all the way until you laughed at me. I was married and she laughed at me, bro.
But y'all can't understand why, I'm sure, because y'all know.
And it went like a little snippet. It was like a ha 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 ha. It went over.
Y'all know him, so y'all know why I laugh. But we got married. In my face. The kids came. And, like, I love them. Like, I think they're amazing. So, it's just, I guess I had to come to really, truly accept the situation as it was, given how it happened. So, I'm the one that questioned everything. But he got what he wanted.
You know what the difference from what I wanted? You know what the difference from round one of us and round two? I was a totally different person.
He was, and that's the other thing. Because of them, he became the man that I could
be. Because it started when we were kids.
Yeah.
I was still a kid from the age I met her at 15 to 20, 21. I was still a kid. I don't hang with y'all all night.
I was about to say.
I was in the street with y'all all night, bro.
We were there. We remember. Yeah. So I remembered the split, and I was like, what? I said, bro, how you?
Everybody
was. We were pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was fierce.
I was too.
You know it. We said, bruh. Shay? Like, y'all done been together forever. He was like, it just didn't work. It didn't do.
Was like, y'all okay. Niggas not with me when I was fucking up? I could have just pulled me to the side and been like, hey, you fucking up.
Hey. I tried. Yeah. I was.
Talk about how Pittsburgh was.
He noticed. I'm one of the eldest.
Let me finish.
Hold on. Let me finish. Cause I was one of the elder states. Whoa. Me, Ashton, right? Ashton wasn't a part of this. When that happened, I was like, bro, like, what are you? It just didn't work. I'm like, no, man. And so you had that split. I told all of them, I said, they're going to get back together. And they said, yeah, they're going to get back together. I'm like, they've been together this long. Y'all were meant to be. And so when it came back, you know this, I said, bro, y'all need to go ahead and get married. Like, she the one. Y'all done been together this long, and y'all done came back. Yeah, always.
I had to go through that growing up stage. Like, even after Jordan was born, right? Like, that was the reason why we split, because I was bringing this life into the world that had nothing to do with me and her. So from that moment, I had to learn how to grow up. And even when he was born, I think
we kind of in that same boat. Our kids made us mature.
Yeah, because see, after the second one came, and I looked at that little girl, and I was just like, damn, I got
it. It was my first.
I got to. Like, I wouldn't even. The first one was a girl. That
exactly. I stopped cussing. I would cuss and stuff.
See, and boy, I stopped cussing for like the first few like, years.
I wouldn't even say a cuss word because the thing about her, I remember when she was delivered, and I wasn't in the delivery room, but the doctor, they brought her out, right? Because only one person could be in the delivery room. So when they brought her out, and I'm seeing my baby for the first time, she winked at me. And from that point, that told me, God solidified that everything okay. So from that point, I basically gave up me, my life, and I said, I got a child now. Everything is about her. Not about anybody else, but about her. So that's what made me grow up and change.
That's what happened to him, and
I
truly feel like
that's why. You didn't see that? Wow. I sure did.
Did you?
Well, I'm talking. Looking at one.
They're
about to slap me in the face.
I got you.
We got three. Yeah. Girl and two boy.
Y'all right behind me. Well, right behind me.
That's what happened when he was younger. Took him to the kids. I really do feel like, if not for them.
We would not be together. They aged me a lot. Yeah. They did. I mean, trust me, the niggas wasn't the plan.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, it was, for me, it was more so having to go home with that.
Yeah.
That was, like, I know my mom get in my ass. No, my dad don't get in my ass.
Yeah.
He's hearing all that. That's part of what prevented me from, because I don't trust and believe.
Yeah, that shit wasn't in the plan. It just kind of, we were healed, nigga.
It was,
and I got too far with it.
They're blessings. I see them as blessings.
Yeah,
I see us as a blessing. And even after they came, he would still talk. And he would tell me that we would have kids riding in the car with the kids that he had. So he spoke it, and by faith, he ended up across the street, and we ended up talking.
Oh, wow.
And it took
I had been living across the street from him. I didn't even realize he lived across the street.
And I didn't know he stayed across
the street. True story.
Until he called me and asked me.
This will be the last story. We'll see you. But true story, she was standing across the street from me, right? And I seen a certain Jeep pull up. saw a certain Jeep pull up in front of her eyes. So I'm sitting in the living room and I'm looking, and I see this Jeep. And I'm like, yeah, it's a Jeep Cherokee. Red Jeep Cherokee pull up. So I'm, yeah, you know.
Lord,
Jeep.
Jesus,
so I see the Jeep.
Said,
I see the Jeep Cherokee pull up. And I'm like, bro, this is a hood show. We can't we can only afford one, bro.
Let me borrow though.
We ain't got no sponsors. Until Johnson & Johnson or somebody give us some. Somebody. Shit.
But,
yeah, I saw a Jeep pull up in front of her house.
No.
And you two, y'all know who that Jeep belonged to. I knew who that Jeep belonged to.
I don't know what they talking about now with a Jeep.
It was the only red Jeep Cherokee that was in our neighborhood. Put it like this. It was the only red Jeep Cherokee in our neighborhood. Staying at DCM.
Oh.
So
okay.
So like once I saw that, because at first when I looked out I was in the living room, I looked out, I thought that nigga was pulling up for me because he's supposed to be picking me up at one point. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking on that shit across the street. I'm like, what the hell is this? And lo and behold, he was over there to see her. So I was like, nah, bro, you can't do that.
See who, what, and how?
There was absolutely nothing wrong with it.
With the tenant windows, next door to Henry Lee and Henry D.
To see her?
Yeah.
To see her?
But there was absolutely nothing wrong with it.
There was nothing wrong with it.
Because he didn't know. Like, he didn't know our history like y'all know our history. You gotta think at one point they used to be little niggas that used to be sleeping in our den when my brother used to take them to basketball tournaments. Y'all remember stepping over them niggas, going in the house and stuff? So he didn't know that history. So now that I just had a conversation with him. Yeah, I'm like, you can't do that. I'm like, you cannot do that. But
meanwhile, my wife is fucking shit up.
I don't know. She be over there playing Bartender Supreme and shit.
She's a good one. I recommend her.
You recommend anybody be pouring alcohol.
Don't move.
Like, she got the fruit.
She's mine. I'm
gonna
stop, bro. Your ass on my show. You come
over
here tearing
our
stuff up.
I ain't tell nothing. This thing about to slap me and my wife in the face. I didn't want to behave. She was like, oh, it's falling. I got it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No.
There you go. See here.
We also getting to the point. Well, come on here and post some of that big ass 2A. Hey, don't go, don't leave. She's there. Wait one. I want some of that one.
Right.
My goal is to talk to every one of my friends who are married have a whole conversation with him. Because I ain't even going to lie to you, I ain't think I would see you without him. Really. No, all y'all.
No,
I'm talking about my boy.
I am married.
I'm my boy.
What
are
you
trying
to leave for? This is my wife.
I said all of y'all, my boy,
and
I ain't married.
All
y'all.
You
married.
Y'all.
Just,
I ain't married.
We're going through all of my boys, and most of them were dating ain't married.
You don't remember?
Like
most of us married.
This is her.
I know that, but I'm just saying, it's some of y'all, maybe.
I'm not part of y'all. Are
we, you part of y'all.
No, I'm not. I am married. I'm not part of them. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I am not part of that group. Damn, he's not married. They ain't married.
You're gonna have, you don't have to get too politically correct. You're gonna come on far again and talk to white girl in my life. But we at the point. Plenty of time to do the shout outs and all this shit any goddamn way. I'm gonna start it all here with my sweet wife. You wanna give your Instagrams or whatever? You don't have to. Okay. No. You can find us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and just getting ready to start a thread for the DSA Podcast. So you'll be able to find us on Thread. Tune in to all platforms, YouTube, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Odyssey app, Google Play. We on any platform. Just hit the page though on Instagram at the DSA Podcast. Hit follow, leave comments, DM, all that. Get with it. Go ahead.
The only place you're going to find me is at the DSA Podcast. There's nowhere else.
That's it. Now, Thread, you going to join Thread?
Yeah, I joined Thread.
Thread. Yeah, Thread got to work some kinks out.
New couple. Want to give out social medias if you want to? You ain't got to, but.
No, I don't. Like I said, if y'all.
First of all, you need to shout out the unit.
This was a couple thing. I ain't know we were gonna do some plugs. But this thing blocking my face. Y'all can't even see me over there, people. But also, if I can add real quick, I just want to throw a plug. So, if you have any kids that need tutoring when this school year starts, reach out to Mrs. Bridges here.
Hey, that old bad dude, wrap that shit up.
He hating, man. He don't want, we trying to make things happen and smarten these and enlighten these kids.
Man, fuck them kids. The podcast about over with.
But yeah, Unity Brand Man and Mrs. Bridges with the tutoring. What's your tutoring called?
It's just Courtney's tutoring.
Courtney's tutoring. I'm sorry, not Miss Bridges' tutoring. Courtney's tutoring.
Oh, shout out to everybody who's been checking out the podcast. We've been seeing numbers on Spotify increase. Trying to get them Spotify listeners up. Apple podcast doing pretty good. But Spotify people, hit that button, follow the page. As always, man, you know what it is. This is DSA Podcast, and we are...